This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1368. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 24th, monitoring English from Tajikistan, new frequencies from Echo of Hope and New Zealand, narrowcasters from Australia, more Kodar from Hawaii, spooky AM and FM experiments from Oklahoma and New Mexico, Peruvian shortwave update, spurs from Cuba, harmonics from Morocco, Irish churches on 11 meters, and the propagation outlook. Following up last week's news, the Jerusalem Post reported July 18th, despite a public outcry earlier this year that appeared to stave off a cancellation of IBA's English news on the radio, the cash-stripped IBA is now proceeding with draconian cutbacks anyway. Among these cuts is the cancellation of the English news at 10 p.m., that's 1900 UT, for 25 minutes, broadcast locally and abroad via the Internet, digital and shortwave radio and satellite on Reshet Heh, scheduled to go into effect at the end of July. If you're hearing this slightly before the end of July, the frequencies have been 9400, 11590, or sometimes 11605, and 15640. However, the earlier 15-minute English broadcast at 1730 UT will continue. It's actually from a domestic network, as are the ones at 0330 and 0930 UT. It seems that the previous hour at 18 UT had been the reserved studio production time for the English, French, and Spanish broadcasts, but that time had been removed. In fact, no studio time was available after 1700 UT since the beginning of July. Liz Cameron in Michigan heard an announcement on the 0330 broadcast that the final overseas broadcast, meaning at 19 UT, would be on July 28th. And BBC Monitoring also heard a report from this on the Voice of Israel External Service, saying it would stop as of 29 July. Now, our man in Cairo, Tarek Zaidan, tells DX Listening Digest that he heard Voice of Palestine, Voice of the Islamic Revolution in Palestine, at a new evening time. It's actually broadcast from Iran, 1930 UT on 6025, in Arabic, of course. Now, they had been broadcasting only in the mornings at 0330 to 0430, and they were still announcing only the morning frequencies, 9505 and 7260. On the evening of July 23rd, Tariq Zaidan in Egypt also heard some severe jamming on 4365 at 1730 UT. He says it sounds Iranian, which I've heard previously, but which station is being jammed. And then a bit later at 1815, he heard that frequency as well as 3800 being jammed. Well, most likely, it's the voice of the Communist Party of Iran, which is known to use these frequency areas, but constantly on the move trying to avoid the jamming. The World Radio TV Handbook put them on nominal 3870 and 4380. Or it could be a station which is apparently related and probably sharing the same transmitter site, Voice of the Iranian Revolution. Back in December, in fact, Anker Peterson in Denmark was hearing Voice of the Iranian Revolution on 4365 during their earlier broadcast at 1530, and their other frequency at that time was varying around 3878. Bertrud now in Lithuania says, although some sources say Turkmenistan is the site for these clandestines, this was the way they were listed in the now-defunct International Listening Guide. That's a big myth. They have nothing to do with Turkmenistan, politically or logistically. That's been a nationalistic and isolated state since independence, not involved in supporting separatist movements in neighboring countries. Furthermore, he says, during the last Afghanistan war, a well-known clandestine media website linked PSYOPs transmissions to Afghanistan with Turkmenistan after monitoring conversations in the Turkmen language between transmissions. But they overlooked that Turkmen is one of the major languages spoken in Afghanistan, especially in the north, and Turkmens living there had joined the anti-Taliban Northern Alliance. Hearing an Afghanistan-born Turkmen speaker in a PSYOP operation was only logical. More news from the stands. I inquired last week whether anyone was hearing these scheduled new English broadcasts from Voice of Tajik on 7245. Bert Trude now says a Russian DXer checked 7245 and was hearing Persian language at 1754. Nothing in English then. July 17th, Manu Ritola in Finland, however, says a Finnish DXer, me, checked it at 1728 and heard English. So the program does start earlier now, maybe at 1715. What is heard at the end may be a closing announcement for the day in Tajik. But the schedule seems to be unsettled. At the beginning of June, English was heard at 1600. The other English transmission heard at 09 to 10, not until 1100. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria says one schedule he got from Anatoly Klepov was that 17 to 1730 was in Farsi and then English at 1730. However, Jari Savolainen in Finland says on July 18th, the English program on 7245 did last for an hour from 1700 until the transmitter went off at 1800. Kazakhstan plans major investment in international broadcasting, says a report July 17th from the news agency Kazinform via Media Network. The Culture and Info Minister made public the plans to create the largest information agency like Reuters or the BBC, costing about $500 million U.S. It's not entirely clear, but we suspect they're referring to satellite television, not shortwave. Bert Trude now says their website, that is of the news agency, www.inform.kz, is interesting. You can choose not only between Kazakh, Russian, and English versions of the text, but you can get Kazakh either in Cyrillic or Latin script. S. Aoki and S. Hasegawa of the Nagoya DX Circle tells us that the frequency jamming Sound of Hope from China, wandering around the 14 megahertz band, landed on exactly 15 megahertz July 20th at 0205. Bad news for WWV and WWVH, unless it keeps on moving. Then on July 21st, they found that the highest frequency, which had been 18160 or 18180, moved down. First it was on 16480 and then at 16500. That's their second network, also still on 15,000. The Aoki frequency list from Japan shows the clandestine from South to North Korea Echo of Hope on a new frequency since July 1st, 6003, for their broadcast with 10 kilowatts at 03 to 05 and 11 to 15. They still show it on the former frequency, 6348 as well, so we're not sure if they're on both or if they've moved, but who knows, might go back to the old one. We've already reported that Vanuatu has resumed shortwave broadcasting, at least on 3945, and here's some background on that from the July New Zealand DX Times and David Rickwish. He says the two new Radio Vanuatu transmitters on medium wave, 1125 and 1179, are confirmed as 10 kilowatt units, according to RNZI technical manager Adrian Sainsbury, who was in Vila and Santo and has seen them both. He says a joint New Zealand, Australian, and European aid program will deliver new shortwave transmitters. It's been decided a full shortwave service should be reintroduced as soon as possible. The existing shortwave aerial system is in good condition, as is that for medium wave. And get this, the new head of VTBC in Vila is the former head of Radio Australia, Jean-Gabriel Mangui. His job is to oversee installation of all the new transmitters, studio upgrades, etc. From the website of the Australian Labor Party, a speech by Kevin Rudd on July 5th mentions Radio Australia. It's well documented that RA's footprint for shortwave has been emasculated by the current government, in large part because of its decision to offload the powerful Cox Peninsula transmitters and lease them to an organization called Christian Vision. Radio Australia has also been emasculated through the slash and burn of its regional language programs. The number of Indonesian language specialists working for RA has been cut in half. As part of Australia's re-engagement with our immediate region, a federal Labor government will rebuild Radio Australia. There's so much good that Australia is doing, and more that it could be doing, but we are not getting the message across to local communities. With the downgrading of Radio Australia, we've cut off our nose to spite our face. Morrison Hoyle in Victoria says, I wonder if there are countries other than Australia who have narrow casting services. Here in Melbourne, there are stations from 151.45 to 152.35 megahertz in the FM mode, but limited deviation is used by radio hams in VHF and UHF bands. All of them are LOTE, meaning languages other than English. They are commercial and or subscription stations. I searched the Australian Communications and Media Authority website to find out details, and here are some examples. 151.675, Australian Muslim Media Inc., from east of Melbourne, 50 watts. 151.800, Macedonian radio station in South Morang, north of the city. 152.125, Middle East Radio, which is in a northern suburb called Reservoir, plus six others in Vietnamese, Chinese, and Indian languages that, he says, are full quieting 18 kilometers east of Melbourne. Seems to me these could make excellent DX targets during intense sporadic E openings, surpassing the 2-meter ham band despite their low power. And I seem to recall that this frequency range is also used in some countries for studio transmitter broadcast links, especially Latin America, which sometimes get picked up by satellite transponders and relayed inadvertently on other frequencies. Radio New Zealand International has snuck in a frequency change without flagging it as what's new or changing the effective date on their website, certainly no longer May 6th. The new one is 9655 for their analog service from 11 to 13 UT, more or less. That's the only one aimed as far west as 325 degrees. Before and after those hours, they're on 6095. Another follow-up to last week about the grandmother, Susan Meckley, W7KFI, who's been trying to sail to Johnston Island and put KH3 on the ham radio bands again. Well, the latest news from 425 DX News, the Daily DX, and OPDX, is that she's decided she'll have to wait out the hurricane season and probably not get there until November. It seems she'll be staying in Hawaii, where the FCC granted an experimental license to the National Science Foundation for another CODAR transmission to map surface ocean currents. However, it was valid only for 1 month, from May 1st to June 1st. Here are the frequencies, just in case they come back on a regular basis. 12-100, 16-046, 16-200, and 27-300. The call sign, which they may never broadcast intelligibly, WA2XXL. The FCC has also licensed some more experimental operations on the medium wave broadcast band. Digging into the info, I find PSYOP mentioned in connection with this, although the licensee is the Multispectral Laboratory in Ponca City of Oklahoma State University. It's a $27 million Navy contract on behalf of the U.S. Special Operations Command in Charleston, South Carolina, expiring July 1, 2009. There are two locations, Chilocco, Oklahoma, which is right on the Kansas border, and Flying H, New Mexico, which is in the backcountry southwest of Roswell. Same call sign applies to all of these, WE2XFZ. You may recall last year there were tone tests, which finally were located in Virginia, on 1610, 1020, and 590 kilohertz. And like that, each of these locations has three frequencies at the bottom, middle, and top of the medium wave band. In Oklahoma, 540, 830, and 1680. In New Mexico, 530, 950, and 1680, using 2.5 or 10 kilowatts. And they also have three FM frequencies each, similarly spaced. Tests will consist of 1 kilohertz tones or audio for 5 or 10 minutes. So it'll take a lot of luck or a tip-off in order to actually DX these stations. They also filed for shortwave frequencies with 1 kilowatt on sideband or AM from the same two locations. In this case, the call sign is WE2XEV on 4015, 4085, 12115, 12185, 22015, 22085, 26115, and 26185. Two more may or may not be permitted, 12415 and 12485. You can read much more about this in DX Listening Digest, starting with 7082 at worldofradio.org under Oklahoma and NOM. World of Radio 1368 is more than half complete. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com, or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Our thanks this week for financial support via PayPal go to Harry Helms in Texas, who says, please accept this love offering to DX Listening Digest in memory of the late Reverend Jerry Falwell. I know you miss him as much as I do. On the IRCA list, Charles A. Taylor of North Carolina, who previously worked both at VOA or IBB, Greenville and Delano, says the rumor of the demise of the Delano site was premature. It will stay on the air for the next few years. VOA Greenville is not going to be on much longer than that either. This item, dated July 17th from AFGE, Local 1812, representing VOA workers. Senate appropriators approved a budget for VOA that was approximately $7 million less than approved by the House. The Senate version of the bill is still an increase of almost $9 million over the BBG's request. The Senate version did specify it was in favor of continuing broadcasts in many of those areas the BBG plans to cut. The House version did not mention Russian, but the Senate version did mention Russian as one area that should not be eliminated. Both the Senate and House versions left out any mention of VOA's broadcast of Portuguese to Africa, and the Senate made no mention of VOA's Hindi service. The Senate and House versions will have to be reconciled in a conference committee made up of Senate and House appropriators. No word yet on when those meetings will happen. This past week, I've checked 7335 two or three times for a few minutes after 0600 UT and been pleased to hear CHU once again in the clear, no interference from WHRI, which since the beginning of the season had been usurping that frequency starting at 0600, although WHRI still appears to be on it later when I check before 1100. So I wonder at what time now are they really turning on their 7335 transmitter. On July 19th, I found Radio Havana Cuba's 11760 transmitter putting out numerous spurs. This was at 1212 UT and still the case after 1400. Every 34 kilohertz, ranging all the way from 11624 to 11930, the worst ones being those closest to 11760. Some of them even interfered with Cuban broadcasts, Radio Rebelde on 11655. The next day, however, at the same time, the spurs were gone. It's so wonderful to be able to hear some classical music on shortwave, thanks to XEYU Radio NAM in Mexico City. In fact, on July 23rd at 0545, it was coming in well enough here for me to actually enjoy the music, although there were some deep fades, 9599.2. At exactly the same time, they were being heard in Spain by Manuel Mendez, although blocked by Bulgaria on 9600 from 0557. And on July 15th in Portugal, Carlos Gonçalves was able to hear Radio NAM as late as 1015. From sdradio.net, the excellent website keeping track of what's going on in the San Diego market, which incidentally includes some stuff across the border, especially if it's in English. The station on 1700 is changing format. It has been known as Cash 1700 AM, and of course on that frequency it's DX'd around the world, but now it's called San Diego 1700, a live local news talk station for the city. Of course, it's really in Mexico, the call letters XEPE. Another summer DX meeting I did not mention last week is in Mexico City. They keep changing the dates, but apparently the final dates are August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Jeff White refers us to the website for the latest info, mx.geocities.com/ANACRISTINAMTNZ/DX.html. Japanese DXer Tetsuya Hirahara frequently visits Central and South America, and here's his latest report dating from June to Peru. He says he saw a sign in Iquitos for a station called Radio Mivia, M-I-V-I-A, which stands for Ministerio Internacional Visión Amazónica, medium wave channel 1310, but there is also a shortwave frequency mentioned, 3205, which is not yet active, but certainly worth keeping an ear on. And a Peruvian, which was getting out very well on 4790, has been missing. Another one in Iquitos, Radio Nueva Atlántida, he says, according to a visit to the station, said there'd been a change in ownership, but they do hope to resume shortwave transmission in July with 2 kilowatts. So keep an ear again on 4790. Carlos Gonsalves has spent another couple of weeks DXing from his excellent location with excellent antennas on the southwestern coast of Portugal. From there, he can hear medium wave harmonics from Morocco in the daytime, namely the 1044 kilohertz transmitter of the C program of RTM in Sabah, Ayun. Heard not only on the 7th harmonic, 7308 at 1410, but on the 5th harmonic, 5220 at 1417. It's in the Berber language. Chris Greenway in England says, a friend of mine has been visiting West Africa, not a DXer, but in Accra, met officials at the GBC who confirmed that the shortwave transmitter 4915 is still off the air, but they do plan to bring it back. Carlos Gonsalves in Portugal reports hearing English at a new time from the domestic service of Radio Ethiopia 9704.2. July 23rd, they were in English with news at 1430, interference from Niger on 9705. Now, there are other Ethiopian frequencies of Radio Ethiopia, which are the external rather than the domestic service, with separate programming in English at different times, 7165 and 9560 variable. But English on 9704, according to the handbook, had been Monday through Friday at 1030 to 1100. The Southgate Amateur Radio Club in England often has news of interest not only to hams. One item via Mike Terry says that Ireland's regulator, ComReg, has introduced a wireless public address licensing system allowing religious and community organizations to transmit services or events from their PA systems for the benefit of local communities. Two bands of 40 channels, each 10 kilohertz wide, between 27.6 and 27.995 megahertz, with power no more than 4 watts on FM, 1 watt on AM. However, some such transmissions have been heard intruding on the ham radio 10-meter band above 28 megahertz, such as 28105. According to the Irish Radio Transmitters Society, best time to hear them, of course, is on Sunday morning when there's mass at times like 9, 10, or 11 a.m. local. And in fact, Tom Rusner in Germany tells us he heard a whole bunch of them Sunday morning, July 22nd. More than 30 channels between 26985 and 27990 around 11 UT. But they're very difficult to identify unless there's some specific local reference. They don't actually give any IDs, and we can only dream of QSLing them. He, of course, was getting them that far away thanks to a sporadic E or short skip opening. Another scandal is at the BBC. It turns out some of their audience interactive programs involving contests were fraudulent. There's been news about this at Media Network and at KimAndrewElliott.com, mostly concerning domestic programs, but there was one on the BBC World Service. Do you recall White Label? Well, it seems they had a competition. There were no winning entries, but they pretended that there were, announcing fake winners. On July 22nd to 24th, Luca Bottafiora in Italy reports to PlayDX that the 6005 transmitter from Deutschland Radio Berlin was missing, checked around 0630 UT. Yes, there was a fire at the station which severely damaged the transmitter. It remains to be seen if it can be reactivated. Thanks to this news from Kai Ludwig, he says Harl Kuhl called up Deutschland Radio and said the damage amounted to about 100 kilo euro. Management must decide whether to carry out this expensive repair. Consulting automatic monitoring reports, Dragan Lekic in Serbia says 6005 apparently went off the air around 11:15 UT, July 16th. On Radio Bulgaria's DX program, Ruman Pankov says Radio Waves International will emit a special program from Latvia on July 27th from 21 to 22, repeated on the 28th at 07 hours, and on the 29th at 06. 9280, presumably he meant to say the usual frequency 9290. At 22 UT, July 21st, Steve Lehrman, Michigan, found an off-frequency station on 7187.27. Turned out to be Radio Romania International in English. But the next day, they were back on 7185, causing less interference to Tunisia on 7190. Liz Cameron in Michigan, on her shortwave obsession blog, says the Divine Liturgy and prayers can be heard weekly on the Voice of Greece. It's an ancient Greek, quite different from modern Greek. Tricky to hear in North America, but worth the effort. It's at 05 to 0715 Sundays, 9420, 11645, and 15630. We're still wondering whether Rye in Italy will shortly be disappearing altogether from shortwave. George Poppin in California hears from his contact at the Ryeway Monitoring Organization as of July 23rd. He says, I've no news. The last I heard is that it's only a question of time. At the moment, the situation is the Italian government suspended financing of shortwave transmissions. Rai is deciding whether to continue or not without government support. George Poppin has been an official monitor for Rai and many other stations for a great many years. And he says, I made a vow of dedication that I would come to the assistance of anyone who needed and sought help with listening to shortwave. It would not cost that listener any financial worries. Free information for the asking. And he still does so. Ask listeners to send the requests to his email address. He can send out schedules for monitoring, especially in North America, gpoppin@aol.com. A few weeks ago, Daniel Camparini in Argentina brought to an end his DX program in Spanish of a quarter hour, Monitor de X, which was carried on WRMI. But then he brought back a new program, which he's calling Historias de Radio. It's a half-hour weekly show. As the name implies, it's mostly based on archival material, station profiles and so forth from the past, rather than current news, and so far we don't know of any shortwave airings. But like almost all the other Spanish DX programs, it is available on the web. You'll find it, among others, thanks to Jose Bueno at es.geocities.com/programasdx/. Pardon my English pronunciation, but unlike Alan Graham, I cannot bring myself to say Geocities. Outlook from the Czech Propagation Interested Group, July 19th. Geomagnetic field active to disturbed, July 26th, 30th, 31st, August 7th and 10th. Quiet on the 27th to 29th. August 3rd to 6th, 8th, 9th, 11th to 14th. In between, unsettled to active, July 25th, August 1st and 2nd. Remember, for much more information, consult our website, worldofradio.org, especially the archive of DX Listening Digest. Glenn Hauser here, concluding World of Radio 1368.